Joining us from Olympia, your state senator, Brad Hawkins. He's been burning the candle at both ends. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. Now, there's a lot to get to. This is the final week. Can you shed some light on how things are going to go moving forward?
Well, I think things are progressing nicely. We're scheduled to adjourn the session on March 7th, which would be Thursday. Sometimes we go to the very end of the day, almost towards midnight. We are on track to approve all three of the budgets, and these are updates to the operating transportation and capital budgets, which were approved last year. So things are on track for that. We anticipate making those budgets available for public review tomorrow, and then we will likely approve all three of them on Thursday. We're also in this interesting phase two, which is known as concurrences, because every bill or budget needs to be approved by the legislature in the same form. And so that involves the House and the Senate coming to an agreement on the actual wording of every single bill. So before a bill can go to the governor, it needs to be approved in both chambers identically. And sometimes a Senate bill will be modified in the House by amendment, and the House may modify Senate bill, or how the Senate may modify House bills. And so in the end, if a bill has had any changes, many of them come back for one final vote in each of their respective chambers. And so that's a fast-paced process, and we've been engaged in that activity this week as well as part of the final step.
Well, lots going on, including these initiatives that have come to the forefront. Can you get us the latest there?
Yeah, so as we've discussed throughout the session, there were six initiatives filed to the legislature, and these are initiatives to the legislature, which are a little different than initiatives directly to the ballot, but the initiatives to the legislature involved police pursuits, long-term care, parental rights and education, climate initiative, and others. And so it was uncertain as to what steps the legislature might take related to these initiatives. But in the end, the legislature approved three of the initiatives. One was prohibiting a state income tax or a local income tax. One was rolling back the police pursuits law to what it originally was. And then also a parental rights and education initiative. All three of those were approved yesterday in the chambers, and those will become law, which is positive. When I started the session, I really didn't know if the legislature would hold hearings or take any action on these initiatives. But the three, arguably the biggest three initiatives, the repealing of the capital gains tax, repealing of the long-term care tax and program, and repealing of the Carbon Climate Initiative, known as the Climate Commitment Act. Those three initiatives did not receive hearings and did not get votes or acted upon. And so those three initiatives, as proposed, will advance directly to the ballot this November for a statewide vote.
Mm. Wow. Well, there's, as you say, some progress, and I'm sure our friends in law enforcement are going to feel pretty encouraged.
Yeah, we were making that case. A few years ago, when the police pursuits law was changed raising the standard to what's known as a probable cause standard, we were saying this is going to create a lot of disruptions. This is going to make communities less safe. Police are not going to be able to pursue, if a car is stolen or some of these other things. So we came back, and the law enforcement community and public pushed back over the past couple years. And we were able to make some adjustments last year, which I supported because something's better than nothing. But really what we needed was, the law returned back to what it originally was, mm-hmm. because it was never a problem to begin with. And we need to trust the law enforcement agencies all throughout our state, at the local level to make judgments to when to engage in police pursuits. And in my opinion, it was never a problem, and the law should have never been changed. And public pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, and so many people signed this initiative that I think the Democratic lawmakers realize that they're going to have a problem this November, and so they took the action to just swallow their pride and approve the initiative, and then that was the right step. And I think all three of these initiatives, like the parental rights in education and prohibiting a state income tax, all of those had such overwhelming support that they realized, I think, strategically, if those three initiatives go to the ballot this November, it's going to drive a gigantic voter turnout, which could have impacts in the governor's race and all these sort of things. So they, I think they wanted to take these off the books, so to speak. But the three big ones that remain were, you know, the capital gains tax, the Climate Commitment Act, and the long-term care program. Some of those, you know, at least among many people I hear from, are very unpopular. Mm-hmm. And I still think that's going to drive a huge turnout this November. So essentially they're punting this issue, and they'll probably say the sky is going to fall if these programs get repealed. But keep in mind, you know, a lot of these programs are at the heart of the affordability issues that the families all across Washington are struggling with now. More cost at the pump, more cost at the grocery store, that their deliveries are more expensive, all those sort of things. They're paying into a long-term care program that they may never benefit from, and every worker is taxed for their long-term care now for a very small benefit years out in the future. So these programs are going to be the source of much discussion in the coming years, and so we'll see what happens.
If you were a prognosticator, how would you feel that these three initiatives that will go to the ballot, how do you think they'll fare based on feedback and input you've received from constituents?
Well, based on the feedback, I would say they're going to pass very strongly. But I think what's going to happen too, and it's tough to speculate, but I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, messaging and dollars put into those efforts. So, you know, I can't really speak to like the campaign aspect since I'm in my official position, but I know that in the coming months, there's going to be a lot of discussion and a lot of advertising and a lot of exaggerations probably as well. But, It'll be very interesting to see how voters on one side of the state vote for it versus central and eastern Washington. But I do know that many, many people are unhappy. I mean, you could poll your KOZI listeners and see, but I mean, to spend 40 to 50 cents extra per gallon for gas, you know, that's not acceptable to families right now. It's with all the other inflationary factors. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's just your gasoline, but then your restaurant bill and your deliveries, groceries. I mean, these things are getting unaffordable, mm-hmm. and it's a major, major issue. And when issues like this impact people's pocketbooks, I think that's when people voice their opinions most strongly. And I believe that likely happen this November.
All right. Well, just a few days to go, Senator. Any final things you'd like to share with the KOZI listeners as you head into the home stretch?
Well, I know a lot of the lawmakers are trying hard to get their bills across the finish line, and we started this year with like 3,000 bills up for consideration, and probably only 250 are going to make their way to the governor's desk. But I'm very pleased to share that one of them is going to be mine. my bill related to Running Start, which is a program for high school juniors and seniors to earn dual credits of college classes and high school credits. My bill was approved last week at midnight by the House of Representatives. And what my bill allows is for students who've completed their sophomore year but haven't yet started their junior year, they could earn up to 10 credits in Running Start during their summer term before their junior year. It would help ease students into the college experience and get them more familiar with the college campus and help them build success and get closer to earning their degree. And I'm calling my bill a walking start to running start. And it's one of the first expansions of the program in several years. So I'm excited about it.
Well, and what a great way for students to drive down the cost of college.
Oh, no doubt. And really, it really helps all students, but especially middle-class families who are struggling with the affordability issues all across Washington, things we just talked about. But many of the middle-class families who are struggling and having to send their kids to college and things, they don't qualify for any financial aid. And so they're really shut out. And so Running Start provides that option. And like I said, I think Running Start's a terrific option, but it is just an option. And students aren't forced to do it. But if students want to, if they start in the summer before their junior year and are able to clip away at a good pace, they may end up actually with more credits than 2 years of college through that process. And that would save thousands and thousands of dollars and get them closer to earning their degree and get their degree earned faster and get them higher earning potentials, less debt, and then hopefully they can start saving up for their first house a little bit sooner. And maybe their first home, that first down payment might actually be achievable if they're able to get ahead a little bit quicker. So I believe a bill like this and the Running Start program in general can really help students if they choose to, if it makes sense for them to pursue the program, could really help them get ahead. So I'm excited about that. Yeah. And as a member of the Education Committee and the Higher Education Committee, this bill was a major focus of mine for the past 2 years, and I'm very grateful to get it across the finish line. And hopefully the governor will sign it here within a couple weeks.
Well, congratulations. And it's a terrific bill, and I know families are going to look forward to that opportunity. So we thank you very much, Senator. Good luck in this the next few days. It's going to be a push, I know. But we do appreciate you, as you always do, checking in with us each week to get us updated on the legislative activities.
Yeah, it's been great to be with you. Great to make this community connection with your KOZI listeners all session, and maybe we could do at least one more next week just to wrap it up.
That would be fantastic. We'll look forward to that.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thank you so much. Senator Brad Hawkins joining us this morning in this final week of the session for 2024.